Good morning and welcome to Wednesday's show. We welcome back to Dubai today Naima Javani, child development psychologist based at the Human Relations Institute. She's here this morning to take your questions if you're facing any challenges or issues with your little darlings, or maybe not so little darlings at the moment. Now, Naima focuses on child development from birth upwards, and she specializes in areas of a child's development with respect to their total cognitive development, language, motor and emotional development, adapting her programs in a variety for a variety of age groups. She also runs parenting skills workshops. So you may be texting in regarding your children this morning, or indeed about yourselves as parents if you're struggling and looking for some ideas. As we, Naima, move through the A to Z of child development, and we've done very well. We've pretty much near the end of the alphabet. So we're at W. So we're looking at W, V and X this morning, and we're going to start off by looking for W, the well-adjusted child. So is your child misbehaving? Maybe your child's quiet or withdrawn, or perhaps they're disruptive. So what are the reasons for their behavior, and how do we get the well-adjusted child? Good morning to you, Naima.
Good morning, Suzanne.
Good to see you again.
Likewise.
Yes. So what have you been up to since I last saw you?
Well, it is summer, you know, sort of plus almost 48 degrees Celsius outside. Apart from that, I've been teaching at the American University of Dubai, where I teach every semester. And yeah, just seeing my sort of the children at the clinic, families, adolescents quite a bit as well. So just a variety of things, really. Yeah.
So when somebody comes to see you with their child, just to give us an overview of the people that you see, what their issues or conditions might be, and the process they go through when they come to you at the Human Relations Institute.
Sure. So basically what would happen is the parent would come in for main concerns that they're facing with their child, whether it's with respect to their development, whether it's respect to their behavior, whether it's respect to their self-regulation or their social competence skills. The idea is that, you know, obviously, this is bothering the child's development, the child's social functioning, the child's behavior with respect to all areas of their lives. The parents would then come in, explain everything that they're going through. And what I would then do in turn is design a customized program. You know, programs can go anywhere from 2 to 3 hours all the way to about 6 or 7 hours. Nothing too extensive. It's not psychotherapy where you're sitting in for years and months. And we tend to be very quick, sort of brief-oriented therapy. And the idea is basically helping parents understand where the child is coming from, teaching them skills to manage their children's behavior, teaching them skills to promote their child's emotional and social regulation, teaching their children critical thinking skills. How do you get children to problem solve? And the idea is the program is always broken down according to the child's developmental bracket. So the way in which you parent an 11-month-old is very different to the way in which you parent an 11-year-old. And taking all of these things to consideration, I work very closely with the parents on the child's, with regards to the child's behavior.
So if we're looking at the well-adjusted child, what does that mean? Because, you know, who's to say that what one child's behavior or the way that child is wrong compared to, say, another? You know, we're all our own individual beings, aren't we? So yeah. What does it mean
That's a really good question, Suzanne. And I think one of the, you know, sort of the simplest way of looking at it is my kid doing okay? Are they comfortable in their own skin? Are they living up to what I think as a parent is their full potential? You know, are there areas that they're struggling with? Are they struggling with either interactions within their school environment? Are they struggling with interacting with me as a parent? It's these little signs that sort of are telltale signs as to whether or not your child is well-adjusted, both within the home as well as the school environment. And one thing to keep in mind is, you know, there's no such thing, or actually research has proven, is you can't have a one-size-fits-all type of parenting approach.
Yeah.
You have to be able to customize it according to the child's temperament. And their temperament is, you know, some of these tendencies, personality traits that they're already born with. You can see the difference between highly anxious/irritable children at 2 months compared to easygoing, flexible, easy-to-soothe children at 2 months, as young as 2 months. And the idea is, keeping that in mind and nurturing your parenting style to come in line with your child's temperament. And I think that is sort of the secret weapon, so to speak, to having or bringing up a well-adjusted child.
Through the course of a child's development, there will be certain stages they go through where one might expect some maladjustment or, you know, behavioural changes. You know, we talk about the terrible twos, and it seems to be pretty much across the board from about 18 months through to 2.5, 3 that you might get your child suddenly showing this extraordinary personality and not wanting to sit at the table, throwing tantrums, all of that kind of behaviour. But that's normal.
Absolutely. And it's understandable that as a role of a parent, that makes such a big difference to your attitude with how you then discipline your children. It's normal for a two-year-old to try and prove they're independent. And you'll see that same struggle, that same sense of, I am an independent being, at adolescence. You know, so parents sometimes wonder, well, why are they being so rebellious? It's in their nature. You should be worried if they're actually not being rebellious. You know, and in between is where they're trying to develop a sense of competence. And the idea is they strive to be wonderful at school, to excel at school, wonderful at their extracurricular activities. And parents can really capitalize on those areas of, are you great at what you do? Is there something else that you'd like to do to perfect it, for example?
So should parents be looking at their babies, their toddlers, and going, what kind of person are you? What kind of person are you going to be? Just by the way you behave and the personality that you're showing to me now, that I can see the sort of young person that you are. Are they doing that? Are they going, oh, you're just like me, or you're just like your father, or you're just like your grandparent? Or are they going, I want my child to be this way. I'd like my child to show this kind of behavior. How much of a child's behavior is just there? It's genetic, it's in there, it's nature. And how much of it is about a parent steering that child through their development to create a personality that you perhaps want?
That's sort of $1 million question, but so integral and will come up a lot in parents' minds. It's this whole nature versus nurture debate, and it's very difficult to put a percentage really on what you're born with. But what's wonderful, and this is how we sort of start to see parents at the clinic as well, is the first thing I give them is a mini assessment. I want you to evaluate in very simple statements my child's adaptability, my child's approach, my child's sensitivity. What is my child like in terms of their temperament? And then what I do is I give them a parenting one. I give them the same assessment for the parent. And this is where light bulbs go off, because they start to realize, oh my gosh, this is where my child gets their inadaptability from. This is where my child gets their mega sensitivity from. It's from me as a parent. It's from my attitude. It's from my mannerisms. It's from, you know, sort of the behaviors that I'm exhibiting in front of my child. But yes, at the other end of the spectrum, there are parents who say, well, I wish for my child to be all well-rounded, or I wish for my child to be more socially comfortable and well-adjusted. And they do try and sort of steer to a certain extent situations to put their children in these situations so they end up as more well-rounded children. And there's nothing wrong with that. It just depends on, are you in tune with what your child's, you know, existing temperament is? And instead of forcing things on them, are you more accommodating as a parent?
Where might be the tricky areas, the difficult areas that might cause your child to be maladjusted, to be not well-adjusted? What stimuli or happenings in that young person's life might knock them off course, so to speak?
That's a good question. So basically, there was a really interesting study done on sort of a variety of kids. And what was done is they wanted to measure signs of anxiety and depression. And it was a longitudinal study, so they were followed over a long period of time. What they found is children who were able to self-regulate, stay on task, be persistent, you know, really get through things in a very effortless kind of way, who then had mothers or fathers who were very overbearing and trying to control everything, ended up with the most anxiety and the most depression. Because this is where you're seeing this out of sync temperament of child and parenting style of the parent. And in the complete opposite, you had children who really didn't have a sense of effortful control. You know, they found it really difficult to stay on task, difficult to be organized and planned and sort of put their sort of lives together. And when parents take a very hands-off approach and say, no, I want my child to be the most independent, to the point where they're almost just overly independent by themselves even, you know, these are the children that showed signs of anxiety and depression. So this idea is knowing your child. And it's sort of, you know, it sort of goes without saying, because a lot of parenting is on your instinct, which is absolutely fine. You know your best, you know, what your child is capable of doing. It's how you adjust your parenting style instead of saying, I'm going to parent all my three or two children the exact same way, because that really doesn't fit all the time.
What kind of parent are you, and what's your relationship like with your children? Let us know. And if you're facing any challenges this morning, it is the summer, the children are off school, and maybe you're getting to know your child in a slightly different way now you've that structure's gone out of the day. Yet share your story. And if you're looking for some help this morning from Naima Givani, child development psychologist based at the Human Relations Institute.